Happy first Sunday of Advent.
祝大家在这个节日快乐。
Advent is traditionally the season before Christmas, 4 Sundays that the church honors in order to prepare our hearts more for celebration of our Lord's birth.
在这个月，因为是圣诞节，所以在前面第四个礼拜，大家开始庆祝圣诞节，预备圣诞节。
So today, because it's Advent, you get maybe your first Christmas sermon of the season.
所以今天是这个开始的时候，也许我们就再谈一谈圣诞节。
Let's see here. Let's make sure I know how to work this. Yeah, there we go. I'm going to read the scriptures one more time here. This is from the Sermon on the Mount.
我们再把这个读一次，这是从这个主耶稣在山上的教训来的。
So do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?" For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
他说，所以不要忧虑，说吃什么、穿什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们所用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
2 weeks ago, this was the front page of the paper in Champaign-Urbana.
几天前，这是在香槟这个地方的一份地方的报纸，它的一个头条新闻。
Beginning of good Black Friday, I guess. So it says, "Oh, come all ye shoppers."
就是在这个黑色星期五的开始呢，他就说，来吧，这些购物者都来吧。
It seems like that the commercial aspect of the Christmas holiday gets earlier and earlier every year.
看起来这些商业的广告让这些购买 的商机呢是越来越早了。
Did you know that the original reason that Thanksgiving was set as the third day or third Thursday in November was to get people prepared for the Christmas shopping season?
你知道，事实上，这个感恩节它在11月的第三个礼拜，就是为了要预备大家可以在圣诞节的时候来购物。
That was back in about 1932.
那是在1932年的时候发生的事情。
So now Christmas actually seems to begin before Halloween does.
现在圣诞节的购物开始，好像从这个万圣节以后就开始了。
I noticed the Christmas materials begin to crowd out Halloween before Halloween even gets here.
现在这个可以看见这个这些礼物呢，他们开始堆积如山，甚至比万圣节还早就开始了。
Just a few years ago, merchants in the United States decided to create this idea of Black Friday.
几年前这些商业机构呢，他们决定了有一个这个黑色的星期五。
And when they first started, you know, they started on Friday morning really early, like some stores opened up even at midnight.
他们就决定在这个非常早的星期五的早上呢，就开始了，一直到整个星期五的半夜才结束。
And I remember those first years they began to do that, there would be a crowd waiting as soon as the doors opened and people would rush in. And people were even getting trampled in the process.
我记得在刚开始的时候，这星期五的早上，人们就在店的门口大排长龙，等到一开门的时候，大家蜂拥而入，很多人就受伤了。
But I noticed this year that Black Friday began the Monday before Black Friday with the specials and things that people wanted to sell.
今年开始呢，这个黑色星期五事实上就在这个那个星期的前一个礼拜一就开始了。
And then we have, of course, what followed after that was Cyber Monday.
然后接着下来呢，就是网络的星期一。
And this year, I noticed that it's no longer Cyber Monday. It's Cyber Monday specials all week long.
我发现从现在开始呢，它不只是星期一，它整个礼拜都在销售。
So if you look at this, that headline, Oh Come All Ye Shoppers, is really the theme of Christmas in the United States.
我发现就是大家来购物吧，这反而成为圣诞节的一个主题。
I mean, you can understand a little bit why. I read online this week that the average amount of profits that business make from Black Friday to Christmas is 30, it's an average, but 34% of their annual profits come from that.
从感恩节到圣诞节，他们所有消费的几乎是他总年度的销，他们营业额的三分之一。
And some businesses make even 60% of their profits from the Christmas season.
有的时候呢，甚至达到60%。
So you have to understand that, you know, this is what makes America grow, right?
你必须了解，就是这些商业，然后使美国不断的向前进。
But the big question is, does it really deliver?
这一个很大的问题就是说，这是不是真的带来人们快乐呢？
Does it make people happy?
人们从这些购物当中能够快乐吗?
I mean, you've got a situation now where this has become such a big thing emotionally, not just financially, but emotionally, that people are going to be let down.
在这些感情上和财力上的这些消费，人们就真的是很糟糕。
You know, you watch the commercials on TV and they say, you know, if you just, you know, drink this beer, you're going to be great.
你看到这个广告是说，你如果喝了这个啤酒，你就会变得很强壮。
Or if your kids just get this toy, they're going to be ecstatic.
所以如果你的孩子有了这个玩具呢，他们就变得很聪明。
And as you can see from the little girl, she opened her present and it didn't really give her the happiness that she wanted.
你可以看到图片当中这个小女孩，当她打开礼物之后，她是非常的失望。
But things cannot make us happy.
这些事物，地球上的这些物质的东西，没有办法让人快乐。
We have these ideas built up in our heads about what the ideal Christmas should be, and when it doesn't deliver, we wind up with sadness.
我们对于这个圣诞节总有一个期望，但是当它不是我们所期望的时候呢，我们就会非常的失望。
There's actually a medical condition called seasonal affective disorder.
事实上有一个医学上的名词叫做季节性的情绪失调。
I'm not a doctor, so I can't tell you exactly what it means.
因为我不是医生，没有办法告诉你它仔细的内容。
But I know that between the fact that there's not enough sunshine and that people are not having their expectations met, that their emotions oftentimes will crash.
很常见的就是当人们没有得到足够的光照的时候，或者说他们情绪没办法发泄的时候，他们会有非常的这个情绪失调的情形。
And so Christmas will come and go this year. And for most people, they will not be any better off for having had it.
Yeah, 在这个时候呢，他们常常就不会得到他们想要的东西。
And you can tell that if you go to the mall the day after Christmas, because the lines for people returning gifts they didn't like are really long.
你可以当季节过了之后，你可以看到他们在退货的部门有一条非常大排长龙的情形，就是因为人们都得不到自己想要的礼物。
But Christmas is intended to be a unique time to help us better understand and focus on Jesus and who he is.
但是事实上，圣诞节却是一个很好的机会，让人们能够来了解到底耶稣是谁。
Christmas means the worship of Christ.
圣诞节呢，是它的意义就是来敬拜耶稣。
And so this morning, what I'd like to do briefly is to look at the problem with Christmas, the solution for Christmas, and the practice of Christmas for us as believers.
今天我们来看一看这个圣诞节它的带来的问题，它的解答，以及如何来实践。Okay,
so what is the problem with Christmas?
我们看看到底圣诞节的问题在哪儿呢?
Well, Jesus diagnoses this in Matthew 6, 31-32.
事实上，耶稣早就说明了，在马太福音6章31节到32节里面。
Do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
他说，不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。 你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
Now, Jesus obviously is talking much broader than just Christmas at this point.
事实上，耶稣所讲的是一个更大的一个图像。
But again, if you watch the ads on TV, doesn't it really focus on food and drink and clothes and things like that?
可是当你真正看电视上的广告，它不都是专注在吃什么、喝什么和穿什么吗？
And Jesus says the pagans eagerly run after these things.
耶稣说这些外邦人他们追求的就是这些。
And yet, he says that your heavenly Father knows what you need even before.
可是你们在天上的父却早已知道你们真正需要的东西。
I'm going to skip on down here to the next part. The Gentiles, the pagans, run after these things, it says in this passage.
在这段里面讲到这外邦人是所追求的。
But I thought, you know, what other things do people run after?
那我们来看一看这世上的人们所追求的是什么。
From a Christmas perspective, you know, everybody always goes around talking about the classic line from Luke 2, peace on earth.
Yeah, 在这个电视里面你可以看到这些政治人物总是谈到世界的和平。
And yet their lives demonstrate anything but seeking peace.
那所有的人都讲到哇，我们要追求世界的和平。
You look at social media these days and read the paper about politics, and it's not about peace, it's about war.
可是呢，当你真正去看一下我们今天的媒体所报告的，他们追求的并不是和平，反而是战争。
And it's not just about war, it's about winning.
他们不只是战争，他们要赢这场战争。
And while it may make people feel good for a moment when they're able to, you know, scrunch their opponents, doesn't long term.
当他们赢了他们的对手的时候呢，他们就很高兴。所以，但是这不是解决之道。
People, they want professional success.
在职场上的成功。
They want good health.
人们需要有好的健康。
They want happy retirement.
他们希望有个非常美好的退休。
They want their children to walk with, well, they want their children to succeed. Yeah.
他们希望他们的孩子们将来能够成功。
Are these things bad?
这些都是不好的吗？
No, they're not bad in and of themselves, but when they become the focal point of what makes our lives full of joy and happiness, they're gonna fall short.
这些东西并不是不好，可是当这些成为我们追求的目标的时候呢，它就似乎已经缺少了什么。
I've got five children that I love passionately.
我有五个孩子。
And every single one of them is successful in their profession and their lives are apparently doing well financially.
他们每一个都是非常成功，在财力上他们都是非常的独立。
But only one of them is walking with Jesus.
但是没有一个呢，他们是跟随主耶稣。
And he's the only one of the five kids.That are not stressed out of their mind right now.
事实上有一个跟随主耶稣，但是他确实这五个里面呢，现在他却常常在这个忧虑当中。
And guess what? If there's one thing that stresses me out, it's the fact that four of my kids aren't walking with the Lord.
事实上，我所担心、所希望的就是的其他四个呢，也能够跟随着主。
And so I can be just as guilty as the pagans that Jesus is talking about.
事实上呢，我就好像这些外邦人一样的，就犯同样的罪。
When I focus on all those things that make my life difficult or worse, it just pulls me down.
当我专注在这些让我生活很难过的时候呢，我整个人呢就被事实上就颓丧下来。
If we focus on the problems, there will not be happiness at Christmas or any other time of year.
如果我们专注在我们的问题上面，我们的圣诞节绝对不会快乐的。
So that's the problem with Christmas.
这个、就是圣诞节的问题。
What's the solution for Christmas?
那解答在哪里呢？
Well, Matthew 6:33, Jesus says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness."
在第六章三十三节，他说：“你们要先求他的国和他的义。”
Now he says, "Seek first."
他说：“你们要先求。”
Because the other things are not unimportant.
其他的事情并不是不重要。
But they can't be the priority.
可是他们并不是最重要的。
So the let's get this up here. Sorry. The number one priority or the prime directive for us has to be focusing on Jesus.
事实上，最重要的第一优先事项呢，就是在专注在耶稣的身上。
And not just at Christmas.
不只是在圣诞节。
But every single day.
每一天当中都是。
Hebrews 12, one, the second part of verse 1 and 2 says, Let us run the race Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
在希伯来书第十二章第一节第二节说到，奔那摆在我们前头的道路，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
See, Jesus still, I mean, Paul, or whoever wrote Hebrews, I guess, in inspiring the scripture says that that race is there. We've got to run it. We're going to have to deal with all of these things that come into our lives.
事实上，希伯来书的作者也告诉我们说，那边是有一条我们要奔跑的道路，让我们不断的在那边奔跑着。
But we've got to keep our eyes on the finish line.
我们必须把我们的眼光放在我们的终点。
Many, many years ago, when I was in high school, I ran the mile.
在许多年前，我在高中的时候，我跑这个长跑。
Four laps around the track.
就是在上面跑四圈。
And people think in some ways that running a mile is an endurance run. It's not. It's a sprint.
有人觉得说跑一里路呢是一个长跑，但是我觉得跑一里路只是一个开始。
And I would get to the third lap of four, and my side would be hurting, and I was, oh, I just want to quit.
然后跑到第三圈的时候，我全身开始酸痛，我说我要停了，我不想跑了。
And then I could hear my coach yelling.
然后我听到我的教练在后面喊着
Come on, Mike, pick it up. You can do this.
赶快，你可以的，赶快。
And I usually did.
我通常都是这样。
It was painful.
非常的痛。
But when I crossed that finish line, I was exhausted, but I was ecstatic.
当我通过那个终点线的时候呢，我非常的高兴，虽然是非常的辛苦。
Even if I didn't take first place, I always placed.
虽然我并不会打到第一名，但是呢，我总会排一个名次。
And that brought great joy.
那使我非常的高兴。
But it was when I got that pat on the back and said, good job.
当他们在我后面恭喜我的时候呢，说你做得好。
That's what got me through.
那个时候就是让我推动我向前的力量。
And Jesus is our coach.
主耶稣呢，就是我们的教练。
But Jesus is more than that. Jesus is our king.
但是主耶稣胜过那个教练，他是我们的王。
He says we're supposed to seek first the kingdom and his righteousness.
他说我们要先求他的国和他的义。
And Christians kind of get this wrong sometimes.
有些时候我们基督徒搞不清楚。
Because, you know, most of the time when I hear Christians talking with each other, the first question oftentimes is, oh, you're a Christian, when did you get saved?
当我们听到有些基督徒的谈话，他们总说，哦，你是基督徒，那你在哪里得救的呢？
But Jesus doesn't say, seek first your salvation.
可是耶稣他并没有说先求你的救恩。
He says, seek first the kingdom.
他说先求你的国。
And, you know, there's a difference there that it's very, very important for us to know.
这是非常重要的一点。
Because when we seek salvation, we're seeking something for ourselves.
当我们去找救恩的时候呢，这是为我们自己求的。
But when we're seeking the kingdom, we're seeking Jesus and his glory and the coming of his eternal kingdom eventually.
当我们在寻求他的国的时候呢，我们是在寻求主耶稣的国的降临。
In Romans chapter 10, the Apostle Paul says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord,
在罗马书第十章他说如果你用你的口里承认
and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
你心里相信神叫他从死里复活，你就得到拯救。
When our focus is on King Jesus, and we begin to get a new vision of who he is and what he's done, it will so totally revolutionize our lives that we will begin to experience the fullness of joy that he wants us to have.
当我们专注在耶稣身上的时候呢，我们就可以去专注在耶稣他本身的喜乐。
And not just the fullness of joy, but we will begin to see people drawn to that. And the kingdom now, Jesus' rule and reign will be extended.
我们可以看到这个当这个喜乐呢会吸引更多的人，然后他更多的流溢出去。
And when we do that, then we will begin to see what Christmas is really all about.
如果当我们开始这么做的时候呢，我们才真正了解到底圣诞节是什么。
But it's not just seeking his kingdom, it's seeking his righteousness as well.
不只是寻求他的国，我们还要寻求他的义。
It's his righteousness is who he is. It's part of his essential attributes.
他的义呢，就是不只是他的国，而是这个耶稣他本身他的属性。
And when we begin to seek after that, we begin to take on those characteristics ourselves.
我们就是慢慢的从这些学到我们的身上来。
And the world will see a difference.
这个世界会看出我们的不一样。
And John 14:15, Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments."
在约翰福音14章15节，他说：“如果你爱我的话呢，你就要遵守我的命令。”
That's not a threat.
这并不是一个警告。
He's not saying, "If you love me, you'll do this or else."
他不说：“哇，如果你喜欢我的话，你就要遵守我的命令。”
He says, "It's a natural thing that if you love me, if you know me, and you see me, you will naturally begin to live the righteousness that I have."
如果你爱主的话呢，很自然的你会过一样遵循他的旨意的生活。
Seeking his kingdom is not works righteousness.
追求他的国度呢，跟他的义。
Seeking his kingdom is yielding to his lordship in our lives and allowing his Holy Spirit to make us like him.
是让他来坐在我们的中间，让他来管理我们。
So that brings us then to the third point is the practice of Christmas.
第三个呢，我们谈到在这个圣诞节的实践。
And it's really not the practice of Christmas as much as it's the practice of living a Christian life.
事实上呢，并不是讲到说我们过一个好像基督徒的生活。
I always hear at this time of year and in Christmas shows that are on TV and, you know, let's practice Christmas all year long.
常常我们在电视上会听到说，让我们来就像过圣诞节的样子来过我们每一天。
If that means practicing what goes on from Black Friday until the first of the year, I don't want any part of that.
就好像过从这个第一个黑五一直到圣诞节，我不希望能够再重复的过这样子的日子。
But if it means to begin to focus on who Jesus is and to live in a way that draws us closer and makes us more fruitful, I want that.
但是能够让我们能够与耶稣更亲近。然后过着更丰富的生活，我愿意做这样的生活。
I have shown you this design, this diagram before.
我曾经跟你们看这个图像。
In the almost 20 years I've been coming here off and on, I've probably talked about this at least 3 or 4 times, so I hope it's a little familiar to you.
在这过去20年当中，我大概跟你们讨论了这个3到4次吧。
But even if it's not, it's a good reminder.
即使呢，这是一个很好的一个提醒。
The wheel represents the obedient Christian in action.
这个轮子呢，导航轮呢，它就是讲到的是一个顺服的基督徒他的行为。
And what's the purpose of a wheel?
那这个导航轮它的目的是什么？
It's supposed to roll, right? It's supposed to carry something somewhere.
这轮子呢，它就是应该要转的，它要带领那个东西，载着一个东西往前走。
And in the physics of the wheel, what makes that wheel go around?
但是根据这个物理呢，什么东西让这个轮子它能够旋转呢？
Well, it's the hub.
是中间的中心。
When the hub turns, the outside of the wheel turns as well.
当这个中心转的时候呢，这个外面的轮子也会转。
And so if we are connected to Christ, and Christ begins to move, then we will move with him.
如果我们跟基督连在一起呢，当基督动的时候呢，我们也可以一起动。
What Christ has done, we will do also.
当基督停的时候呢，我们也停。
But we've got to be connected to him.
但是我们要和基督连在一起。
And the way this wheel shows the connections, is there's 4 essential parts.
但是呢，跟基督连在一起的有四个很重要的部分。
Obviously, to be connected to Christ, we need to spend time in his word and prayer.
很明显的，我们跟基督连在一块的话，我们要在他的话语上下功夫。
But if all that you have is the word and prayer, what do you wind up with?
但如果你只有神的话语，那有什么用呢？
You wind up with a flat tire, right?
你就只有一个破掉的轮胎而已。
And it's not going to go where it's supposed to go.
还是没办法动的。
And so there's also the horizontal dimension of relationships with people.
在横的方面呢，还有一些跟人之间的关系。
We need to be able to witness to others. We need to serve.And we also have to have fellowship with each other.
我们要向别人做见证，我们要跟别人有交通，有一些团契。
What are the 2 greatest commandments?
那这是两个非常好的一个帮助。
The first is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, and the second is to love your neighbor as yourself.
哦，这两个最大的诫命呢，第一个就是要爱主你的神，第二个要爱邻舍像爱你自己一样。
And when we begin to focus on that, and we find the right balance of these in our life is going to roll along much more smoothly.
当我们找到这平衡点的时候呢，我们的生活就会非常的平稳的向前走。
Sorry, my computer just shut off.
我的电脑刚才不工作了。
It's supposed to open when my Apple Watch touches it, but it's not for some reason.
哦，它应该是要听我的话了，可是它不太听话。
There we go, got it back.
回来了。
So, who is Christ? Who is our hub?
但是基督是谁呢？我们的中心是谁呢？
I love this passage because to me, this is the ultimate Christmas passage.
我非常喜欢这一段，因为这段事实上就是圣诞节的一个最终的一个经文。
Because this is who Jesus, the baby in the manger, really is.
事实上这一段就讨论到底谁是基督，谁是在那马槽里的婴孩。
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先。因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一切都是靠他而造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也是靠他而立。
Before Christ came to earth, as second person of the Trinity, he was the agent that God the Father used to bring all things into existence.
在基督来到这个世界上以前呢，他是三位一体中的第二位。
And it completely blows my mind to think about the fact that the creator of all things becomes a child for my sake.
在我的了解呢，这个创造世界的主宰，他竟然成为一个孩子来到我们这个世界上来。
And not only that, if it were not for the ongoing ministry of Jesus, everything would disintegrate.
如果要不是基督他在这个世界上仍然掌权的话呢，这个世界早就瓦解了。
It says he is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
在他是在一切首生的，然后所有的一切都是借着他所造的。
And so it's essential that we begin to understand that this Christ child is the omnipotent second person of the Trinity who has created all things, knows all things, can do all things, and holds all things together.
我们知道主耶稣他事实上是在这个三位体中的第二位，所有的东西都是借着他造着，也借着他能够合成在一起，然后他不断的在掌管着这个世界。
Sorry, that was a long sentence to translate. Anyway, when we think about this, who Jesus really is, it brings us to the fact that our first and most important responsibility at Christmas and throughout the year is to worship.
当我们看到这个基督是谁的时候呢，有一件很重要的事情，就是说我们来到他的面前来敬拜他。
We sing a song at Christmas, Oh, come let us adore him.
我们在有一首圣诞诗歌叫做让我们来敬拜他。
And, you know, for most of my life as a Christian, I would sing that song and I would think of this cute little baby in the manger.
当我唱这首歌的时候呢，我想到在马槽里的很可爱的一个婴孩。
But when I begin to think about who he is, it creates an entirely different understanding of that child in the manger and why I should be on my knees before him.
当我真的了解他是谁的时候呢，我有完全不一样的理解，然后我还知道为什么我要来敬拜他。
Paul writes in Colossians 3, Let the word of Christ dwell richly within you, with all wisdom and teaching, and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. For whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to him through God the Father.
在这个哥罗西书里面讲到说，当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的藏在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
So that's not just a verse for Christmas. That's a verse for every day.
事实上，这样子的句子呢，并不是只有在圣诞节我们使用，我们在每一天都要用。
So if we're going to really be able to have the proper practice of Christmas, we need to focus on Jesus.
当我们要解决这个问题的时候呢，对他的实践的时候呢，我们要仍然要专注在耶稣的身上。
And we need to refocus on giving.
我们再回到要如何来给予的这件事情上。
It's not a matter of just getting, it's a matter of giving.
不是得到，而是给予。
And it's not a matter of just giving material things, it's a matter of giving yourself.
不只是在物质上呢，你还是要把你自己完全的献上。
And it's not a matter of just giving yourself to your friends and your loved ones, it's a matter of giving yourself first to God and allowing him to change you and use you.
不只是在你的朋友当中呢献上你自己，你更要来到神的面前，把你自己献给神，让神来改变你。
And we need to recognize that the practice of Christmas means letting God provide.
我们讲到说，圣诞节的意义呢，就是让神来提供。
He's promised that.
他应许这么做。
He says in Matthew 6:33, starting the second part, he says, "All these things will be given to you as well. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself."
事实上，马太福音6:33-34他说，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了，所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
When we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, he will make sure that our needs emotionally, physically, spiritually are met.
当我们在寻求他的国和他的义的时候呢，他都要把我们都要把这些东西加给我们，不论在我们的情绪上，在我们的属灵上。
And that takes us back to the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
在这个主耶稣在登山宝训上面，他说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Jesus says, "You can't earn the kingdom on your own. You can't possibly do this because you're bankrupt. You're poor. You don't have the ability."
他说，主耶稣说，你不能够用你自己来赚这个天国，因为你会崩溃的，你会破产的。
But I will provide it for you.
但是我却会提供给你。
I will give you the kingdom.
我会把这个天国送给你。
I will give you my righteousness.
我会给你我的义。
I will help you to celebrate Christmas every single day.
我会帮你来庆祝，就在每一天里面都庆祝圣诞节。
Let me provide.
让我来提供给你。
And there are creative ways in which we can make Christmas a ministry to other people so that they can come to know this as well.
所以我们可以利用这个机会呢，把圣诞节变成一个传福音的机会。
And we need to do it both in word and in deed.
用我们的行为，用我们的言语。
You know, every time you step outside the door of this church or step outside the door of your house, you are on your own personal mission field.
当我们离开这个教会的时候呢，我们是到我们的个人的福音领域。
If you don't like the word mission field, you can say my own sphere of influence.
如果我不喜欢用这个福音的传福音的领域呢，我可以说这是我的一个个人的影响圈。
The first thing we need to do is we need to pray.
第一件事情我们可以做的呢，就是去祷告。
If we pray, God will act upon our prayers.
如果我们祷告的时候呢，神会回应我们的祷告。
We need to get to know our neighbors and our coworkers and our classmates and all those people that fall into that sphere of influence, because as we get to know them, then we are able to share the good news of Jesus in a powerful way.
我们可以告诉我们的同学、我们的同事、我们的朋友们，那他们就会被我们的这些所吸引。
Because as we get to know people, we can share the story in a way that fits them best.
当他们回应我们的这些分享的时候呢，这是最好的机会。
And we can share other things at this time of year, especially.
还有其他的事情我们可以一起来分享。
People are more open to spiritual things at Christmas time in this country than about any other time during the year.
事实上呢，在这个时候是一年当中人们对于这个属灵的事呢最开放的时候。
So you can tell them about the real Santa Claus.
你可以告诉他们真正的圣诞老人是谁。
Not the white bearded fat guy.
并不是一个白胡子的一个胖胖的人。
But the pastor in 4th century Turkey who gave of himself in such a way that the tradition of his giving became something that the church did on an annual basis.
但是在初世纪呢，一位主教他的行为呢，成为世世代代基督徒的一个行为。
We can invite people to church.
我们可以邀请人们到教会来。
It's amazing to me how many people are willing to go to church on Christmas.
你可以非常讶异多少人在圣诞节的时候特别愿意来到教会。
We can invite people to dinner.
我们可以邀请人来吃晚饭。
Or if not dinner, coffee, dessert, something like that, just to be kind and to give to them both ourselves and our resources.
即使不是吃晚饭，你可以邀请他们来喝咖啡，有一些小点心，然后跟他们分享一些你的小故事。
The most important thing is let them see the joy in your life and your relationship, your story with Jesus.
最重要的就是跟他们分享你生活中的故事，分享耶稣的故事。
So, I'm about done here.
快完。
This is one of the few times of the year where people are really open to spiritual things.
这是一年里面难得的机会，人们对这个属灵的事特别的有兴趣。
And it's also a time of the year when people are going to be horribly disappointed because they're not going to get what they expected most of the time.
这也是在这个时候，人们对这个世界所能够提供的，他们感到非常的失望。
So shine the light of Christ for all to see.
所以把基督的光呢照亮他们。
Because it's not, O come all ye shoppers, it's, O come all ye faithful.
并不是所有的购物者大家来啊，而是说让真正起来宗主的信徒呢可以一起来。
Yeah, I'm going to conclude with a song. I think we're going to have it up here.
好，最后我们会放一首诗歌。
It's my favorite Christmas song.
这是我最喜欢的一首圣诞诗歌。
It's done by a phenomenal singing group, and
一个很好的一个合唱团他们所唱的。
The pictures show instances from the life of Christ, but maybe this can help you this Christmas to begin to focus more on what Christmas is all about. It's about Jesus.
这照片里面会聚焦在耶稣的身上，可以让我们能够回想到我们真正圣诞节的意义是回到耶稣的身上。
Okay, play.
Where angels try that your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nation?
Do you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect glow?
Father, we thank you so much that we can celebrate this time of year, the birth of the Lord of all of creation.
天父，我们谢谢你，在这个时候，我们可以来庆祝主耶稣的降生。
We pray, Lord, that you would give us eyes to see.
我们祷告，你可以赐给我们眼睛，让我们可以看见。
That you would give us ears to hear.
给我们耳朵，让我们能够听见。
That you would give us hearts to embrace the love that you have shown us in Christ.
让我们给我们一个心，让我们能够接受你赐给我们的爱。
And Lord, give us mouths that will speak the truth.
给我们嘴巴，让我们能够讲述说你的真理。
And feet to take the gospel to this community and around the world.
赐给我们腿，让我们能够传递你的信息。
Amen.
Amen.